Want to gain an edge in international markets with foreign currency exchange? At Associated Bank, we've got you. We can assist you in obtaining or converting foreign currency and managing the exchange risk to your advantage. Visit associatedbank.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
We're on with Diamond Young, Assistant Vice President of the Foreign Exchange and Capital Markets at Associated Bank. Diamond, welcome.
Thank you so much, Steve. I'm excited to be here and talk about what's going on right now in the FX markets.
We have a lot to talk about. I want to focus our conversation a little bit on interest rates and the Fed decision. From 36,000 feet, I want your impression about, you know, why we pay so much attention to the Fed and what they do with interest rates, and how does that impact especially world markets, which is, you know, your arena.
Yes, absolutely. The Fed decision has a huge impact on the markets, and not just in the U.S., but globally. Let's bring it back to the basics and talk about the U.S. dollar, period. So the U.S. dollar is the most traded currency in the world. So about 88% of the transactions daily involve the U.S. dollar. So that alone makes it important that we're, you know, when we're getting these decisions from the Fed. And then if we're speaking from a foreign currency perspective, interest rate differentials highly impact foreign exchange rates. So when the Fed is decreasing that interest rate, when we're getting these interest rate cuts, that's something that's going to narrow interest rate differentials, which heavily impact the market.
And so what you're saying is in other countries, they feel this a little bit more strongly than we do?
I wouldn't necessarily say that they feel it more strongly. I think it's on both sides of the spectrum because, as you may know, so the U.S. dollar has depreciated significantly since July. So the dollar has been weakening. And just to give a quick recap of the U.S. dollar strength this year, the dollar started off very strong this year. We had a healthy labor market. There were predictions of a March rate cut, but then the Fed announced that they wanted to keep rates higher for longer to tame inflation. So our economy was showing signs of resilience. There were more talks of a soft landing. And then we started to see interest rate cuts from other major central banks like Canada. So the Bank of Canada, they started their interest rate cuts in June. They said, okay, we can't really follow the Fed or wait for the Fed to cut interest rates. We have to help out our economy and ease our economy. So the Bank of Canada started cutting rates in June. And right now, 6 of 10 major central banks, they cut rates before the Fed made their decision to start cutting rates. So in July, that's when we saw the dollar fading. Our labor market began to cool. Our jobs reports were revised lower. And then we were getting mixed inflation data. We had CPI and PPI coming out in different directions. So the conversation started to change. You know, are we dealing with a recession coming near, or are we going to have a soft landing? So that's another debate that came up. Just this week, the U.S. dollar hit more than a one-year low. And that heavily impacts the markets, of course. So that's good news for, you know, countries outside of the U.S. And I would say that that's not the best news for, you know, our clients that are importing products from, you know, Europe or the U.K., because now the products that they're importing is costing them more.
Talk to us a little bit about those emerging markets. I read an article recently where it described that, you know, there's an interest rate cut in the United States, when the Fed makes a decision here, there's breathing room, is how it was described for some of these emerging markets. What does that mean?
Yeah, so what they're saying by breathing room is, again, interest rate differentials are key. So the U.S. is a high-yielding country. So if you're outside of the U.S. and your interest rates are, you know, a bit low in perspective to the U.S., then, you know, you're sitting there and you're waiting for the Fed to lower their interest rates so that you can lower your interest rates so that interest rate differential won't be too huge. So it gives them breathing room to lower their interest rates, because if they're lowering their interest rates while the Fed is still holding and keeping our interest rate higher for longer, then that's going to widen that interest rate differential and make that country, less attractive to investors, so to speak.
Yeah, and so in this case, those countries remain attractive to investors and foreign investment.
As you see, the Fed cutting rates, that does help a lot. But with emerging markets, they still have to consider, global uncertainty and different risk factors beyond that as well.
Yeah. So let's go back to the dollar for a second, because I think, you know, we've had this discussion in the past with others from the exchange market, from your desk, that the dollar is really the guidepost you watch more than equities, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. So in my role, you know, I work with any clients that have the need to send or receive foreign currency. So they're always looking at the direction that the dollar is going. So again, if you're an importer, you want to see the U.S. dollar strengthening. And if you're an exporter, you want to see the U.S. dollar weakening. So my importers aren't very happy right now. My exporters, you know, they're leaping for joy. But at the end of the day, we always like to push our clients. Well, I don't want to use the word push, but we like to encourage our clients to hedge that risk. Because, you know, imagine you're a company and you've been purchasing products out of Europe, and, you know, you're watching the rates increase as they have since July. The rates have been increasing drastically. So imagine you're a company and you're purchasing your products in Europe and you're just watching the euro continue to increase. And you're just sitting there hoping that the euro, you know, slows down a bit. But you don't want to, you know, base your bottom line off of what you hope for. You know, so that's where hedging comes into place, where you lock in your exchange rate now for future use. And you're ultimately, what we're doing for our clients is we're taking that unknown and we're making it known so that they can do their budgeting prior versus guessing, you know, how foreign exchange rates are going to impact their bottom line.
Let's talk a little bit about the commodities market. How does the commodities market react to the rate cut or the Fed action? And specifically, let's talk about gold and silver and some of those metals that we hear in the news every day.
Yes, for sure. So, you know, if we focus on, you know, a metal like gold, we saw that gold, you know, it recently hit highs. I believe that was this week. I don't think it was last week, but recently, you know, gold hit highs. And the reason for that is, again, interest rate differentials are huge. But right now, as it relates to gold and other commodities, you know, when bonds are lower, when we have lower yield bonds, that's already going to decrease the opportunity costs for gold. And then you have inflation at risk of increasing. You know, once the U.S. starts to cut those interest rates, that's when, you know, the risk of inflation coming back on the rise again. I mean, that was the whole reason why Powell came out and said, hey, we're going to keep these rates higher for longer. I know that everyone was expecting a cut in March, as early as March, but we're going to keep these interest rates higher for longer because we don't necessarily want to undo the work that we've already done. In addition to that, another reason why we're seeing gold high is because of the depreciation of the U.S. dollar. So if the U.S. dollar is depreciating, then gold becomes much cheaper for investors that are outside of the U.S. So investors that are purchasing gold in other currencies, because those currencies are strengthening, making it cheaper for them to purchase, you know, precious metals.
Talk to us a little bit about how all of these decisions impact the confidence level in the Fed. You know, you mentioned there that they hope to cut rates earlier this year than they have, and there might be more coming. But does the delay in decision, or does some of the, I don't want to say waffling on the decision, but does any of this impact the confidence level in the Fed?
Absolutely. So that's why, you know, we're always waiting to hear comments from the Fed, because you can look at a rate decision and you can decide, okay, what does that rate decision mean? Or you can, you know, hear more from the Fed and see if they can kind of give you a better, paint the picture better to give us a clearer picture of what's going to be happening.
Let's flip a little bit to Europe. The European Central Bank says it's going to wait on interest rates until maybe December. Talk to us a little bit about how that's impacting markets overseas and in the European Union specifically.
Yeah, so I think it just becomes a thing of balance, you know, because we've already seen two interest rate cuts from the ECB since June, and as you all know, it took a while for the Fed to start cutting rates. So it's one of those things of, you know, we don't want to, again, it's the whole game behind interest rate differentials. So it's like, okay, I've already made two cuts, you know, the Fed is finally about to make a cut. Let's see if we can, you know, wait this out a bit before making our next decision. We got a comment from ECB Chief Christine Lagarde. She said that the rate path was not predetermined. So the central bank, they're waiting meeting by meeting to make these decisions. And it's just going to be one of those things where they're watching inflation and other economic indicators in the economy to make that decision.
Go back to Canada for just briefly. And we talked about the rate cuts that have happened there, and the economic pain is still ongoing for Canada. So this is not a quick fix, right?
It's definitely not a quick fix. And I'm certainly interested to see the progress of the Canadian economy, our neighbors. They're one of our major trading partners. But yes, the Bank of Canada, they spearheaded the rate cuts. They couldn't wait for the Fed. So they started as early as June. They were one of the first major central banks to make that cut. And they're already down to 75 basis points in total since June. So they made three cuts in a row to help out their economy. And their annual inflation rate, it actually just reached their target, which is 2% in August. And that hit the lowest level since February 2021. So many investors are gauging that we're going to see more cuts from the Bank of Canada this year because they have room to do so with them hitting their inflation target so soon.
You mentioned earlier soft landing. We hear that term thrown around a lot. Talk to us a little bit about how we'll know that a soft landing has been assured or not. What will we see in the coming weeks or months after a Fed decision that might give us a better indication of what's going to happen?
Well, we look at things like consumer spending, debt levels. We look at inflation, of course. So it's just different gauges of how well the economy is doing.
And the jobs market, too. We'll pay close attention to that moving forward.
We'll certainly pay close attention to that because, again, at the beginning of the year, our labor market was very strong and it consistently beat expectations. And now, you know, that's starting to slow down a bit. So I'll definitely be taking a look at that.
And in the play moving forward, you tell investors to keep those hedges up.
Yes. Hedging is very important. Again, you want to make sure that you're making that unknown known. So we never want to sit back and just wait to see where the market goes. Volatility is heavily increasing, and that's all the more reason to lock in those exchange rates for future use.
All right, Diamond, great conversation. How can people get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want?
You can give me a call at 866-524-8836. That is our trading desk number. We have a great team here, an average of 25 years of experience in the foreign exchange industry. So yes, just give us a call, ask us any questions that you have, and we'll be happy to help.
All right. Nice talking with you. We'll see you next time. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one.